Hi there. The word for today is God uses ordinary people. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 26, the New Living Translation, Paul writes, "Remember, few of you were wise in the world's eyes when God called you." Max Lucado writes, and I quote, "Edith Hayes was a spry 80-year-old with thinning white hair, a wiry 5'5" frame, and an unquenchable compassion for South Florida's cancer patients. I was fresh out of seminary. It was 1979. I was sitting in an office of unpacked boxes when in she walked and introduced herself. My name is Edith, and I help cancer patients. She extended her hand. I offered her a chair. She politely declined. I'm too busy. You'll see my team here at the church building every Tuesday morning. You're welcome to come, but if you do, we'll put you to work." Now, her team, I came to learn, included 100 or so silver-haired women who occupied themselves with the unglamorous concern of sore seepage. They made cancer wounds their mission, stitching together truckloads of disposable pads each Tuesday, and then delivering them to patients throughout the week. Edith rented an alley apartment, lived on her late husband's pension, wore glasses that magnified her pupils, and ducked applause like artillery fire. Edith's story does away with the excuse, "I'm too old to do something for God." Noah was over 600 years old when he came out of the ark and helped to start the human race all over again. If you're older, think about it this way. You're a walking repository of decades of wisdom and knowledge. So before you leave this earth, endeavor to give to others what God has entrusted to you. Right now, somebody somewhere needs something that you have. And if you ask God, He'll show you who they are. And when He does, get involved. Okay? That's the word for you today.